Say, then right back, who's his mother? And my mother had been dead since 1897. She told her sister, who's the mother? That's Mama Clemence. Everything she asked her in writing, she'd answer that, just as good as you. But she wouldn't talk. And Miss Joel asked again, Jack, why you won't talk with me? She answered, my voice is gone. But somebody was telling me something back here happened. Somebody was saying, man told me, Mr. W. He said, yes, your voice go, couldn't talk. But she know everything in writing. But now, when we brought her home, you see the house sitting this way, and they got a pine yard in front there. She'd come to that fence, them little white fence. I don't believe they pick up them fence. Part of it there now. She put her head and looked this way. But mostly she was looking this way. So the girl told me, he said, Chuck, he said, you watch her, I'll stay in front of you. She don't take the road. I told her, she ain't gonna take that road. I said, take the road, she ain't going that way, sure. So you breathe, so I said, I know she ain't going that way. Cause she, I don't know, they said she was good, but she had good mind, you see. And Miss Joel took her in a car and went toward Lakeland to make a ride. On the way back, I didn't see it, but she told me, she passed the big house. She jumped on Miss Joel, shake her, don't go this way. That's the way they took her to Jackson. She knew that this is the way she went. So Miss Joel stopped. Turned the car around and everything was all right. Have you ever seen something like that? And she's been in there ever since 1912.
She's still there?
Oh no, she died. We went there that Sunday, Thursday. The boy called me, told me she had died. Took her to blood clot.
What kind of roads?
Road?
Yeah.
Oh, good road. Now they got good. Once in time they had no kind of road, gravel road. But now all that road is blacktop hill and everything else. It's a fine place over there. And them hill, and you see them waking and everything. You go amongst them, yeah, some of them ask you for a cigarette. If you pull out a pack of tobacco, that's it. They're going to use it all. I went there one time with a pack of bud. I come back, I ain't had none, had buy me another. Lord have mercy. I used to go there every month. I drove Miss Joy there, and I drove L.Y. Davis. She had a daughter over there. And that child died over there. Pending people over there, they dies over there. They treat them good, and believe me, I had that. They was giving dinner one day, and I was in that mess hall. They had some good boiled cabbage and salt meat and cornbread. I sat up there and that meat. And they got a, well, I call it a canteen, you know, it's a cafeteria, I believe. On the ground, open, I believe, from 12 to 2. And then they close, they open again later, or something like they do in the army. Yeah, that's a fine place. I got some fine doctor there, though.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Now, back in the old days, you got around in wagons, didn't you? Tell me about the parts of a wagon.
You mean the wagon we used to use?
Yeah.
You use a wagon with four wheels.
Yeah.
And you have a body on there.
Uh-huh.
It's something like a box. You got a tailgate. You know, a tailgate means a gate on the back.
Yes.
One in front. You put that on your wagon, you go get your wood. Now, you got a plug. No, it's not a plug, but anyhow, something like a screw to screw to hold your wheel together. If that come up, you'll either break your axle or hurt yourself because that thing gonna fall.
Yeah.
And when you want to go get something long like lumber,
uh-huh.
You take that body off, set it on the side, and you go just with the frame.